The Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra kicks off its 2017 season under the direction of Andres Nelsons this coming Monday. That's the 10th of July, for those of you keeping score at home. The performance features Swedish trumpeter Håkan Hardenberger, one of Mr. Nelson's closest artistic collaborators, and our dear friend Tom Rolfs, BSO principal trumpet player and a former TMC fellow. Your turn.
Well, yeah, fellow trumpeter, which is what I am. Well,
he is a TMC fellow. You are a fellow trumpeter.
Right.
Yeah.
You've been saying that for 20 years, but I've never heard you play.
A fellow and you never will. Highlighting the program are two concertos written for Hardenberger by acclaimed English composer Mark Anthony Turnage. Hardenberger is soloist in the 2004 concerto From the Wreckage, an emotional journey transporting listeners from a spiky introduction to the calm plateau of its final resolution.
Hardenberger is joined by Tom Rolfs for Turnage's 1995 double trumpet concerto, Dispelling the Fears. Mark Anthony Turnage's music has been performed frequently at Tanglewood since he was a TMC fellow in 1983. It is a pleasure to welcome Håkan Hardenberger and Thomas Rolfs to the roundtable this morning. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us and being with us early on a Friday morning. Thank you very much.
I'm in heaven. This is Nirvana. This is the closest. I mean, we're talking about the two best trumpet players in the world.
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
I think they both agree. They both silently agree with you. Yes.
And they should.
So give us a sense of what you need to do to prepare for a performance like Monday night, in addition to all the other wonderful stuff that you're doing.
Well, Tom is the one who has to work hard here, playing Mahler 2 and Mahler 4 in the midst of all this. This is my repertoire, the Turnage. From the Wreckage I play basically all the time. Dispelling the Fears I have not played a lot since its premiere, and this is actually a shorter version of the piece that was constructed to fit into a big piece called Blood on the Floor. So this is almost a revisit.
That was the name of a piece, Blood on the Floor?
Blood on the Floor is the name of a very big ensemble piece where he has put this dispelling.
Happy.
It's not too happy. And but they're all evocative titles, his music. You know, even from the records, I can speak openly about it. I wouldn't do that if he hadn't done it himself. He was going through a divorce process. And I think the beginning is very as low as you can get, and then it's through energy and struggle
and a new girlfriend.
You get to another point, you know. And he even uses the flugelhorn, and then the sea trumpet, and then the piccolo at the very end. And Dispelling the Fears is a similar theme, but here is inspired by a painting by Heather Betts, the wife of another composer, Brett Dean, where the painting is...
Is she the girlfriend?
No.
No.
I knew you were going to ask that question. I just knew you were going to ask that. I'm glad you did, but I knew.
Where the painting is a very dark one, and there's just a glimpse of light in the corner. And I think it really pictures the piece very well.
Well, and certainly is a snapshot into what many of us feel, that we're coming out of, or we're trying to come out of the wreckage.
Yeah.
Really? So I have a question. I have a question for you. Do you use music? I mean, how much do you know the piece, or do you have to look down at the thing?
That's a contradiction in that question. It's not because you don't need you know the music that you use the music. Always, I always play with music.
With music,
with a few exceptions of very classical concertos. But I feel I would be spending energy in the wrong direction if I didn't use music. But that's a personal thing. Some people feel freer without the music. I feel freer with the music.
So when you look at a piece, there are geniuses, and you guys are geniuses. When you look at a piece, to what degree is it imprinted on your mind so that you don't have to play it 3,000 times to remember it?
I think the process comes from how you prepare it the first time. I will prepare it very, very methodically, so that when I look at it the next time, it's not all a surprise, and I can revisit it.
So, if you have to step in for somebody, Yeah. You know, last minute, trumpet player, his lip starts to bleed. You get called on, and you have to do this. Are you likely to be able to just read it off the page?
No, not me. I'm slow.
I doubt that very much.
Tom, what would you like to add to this conversation?
I'm interested in hearing what Hogan has to say about the music, because I decided not to. Essentially, Hogan is inviting me into his world. This is not in my wheelhouse, so I'm kind of excited about where it takes me musically and inside my musical mind and just what happened. So I didn't listen to recordings. I looked at the score. I looked at the music. And I haven't played it with the orchestra yet. And I had one brief rehearsal with Håkan and Andres. And I'm really interested in where it leads me. And I'm appreciative of Håkan for inviting me into his world.
Are you open to that, of where it leads you, or do you have an idea of where you want to
be? I have an idea, and I was curious, very very curious, what Håkan's thoughts were about the piece, because that's exactly the conclusion I came to. We all bring our own. We bring our own joys and tragedies into our music, and so I'm, you know, in this music I was hearing at the beginning almost a mournful rage, and then at the very end it seems to lighten a little bit, maybe a little acceptance, maybe not joy, but just a little taste of, you know, it can be okay.
Well, when you guys got together with Maestro Nelson's, there was this issue. He was the third trumpet player, right?
I mean, absolutely.
And you guys got him going again, didn't you?
Well, Håkan started it, and then I suspect now Andres will say he only talks to Håkan and me, but I suspect he talks to trumpet players in every city he visits.
Really?
But yeah. He won't admit that to us.
No. Once a trumpet player, always a trumpet player.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely, yeah. I have one last major musical question to ask you guys. There is the mustache issue. Now, Doc Severinsen and others, I believe, had mustaches. Now, it's always seemed to me that if you've got your embouchure and, you know, you're a master trumpet player, that a mustache would have to get in the way. There would be leakage and things like that. Am I wrong?
Well, I've never played with a mustache.
Never tried.
All right, that one.
That'll be your next book, I think.
But it's a personal preference, I assume, yeah. and people can figure it out, right?
Well, if Doc has a mustache, clearly it does not get in the way.
Exactly.
Wonderful. So give us an idea of your schedule otherwise, Tom, because you are, as Håkan said, you know, you have all this other stuff to do, but it seems like you're up for, hey, give me more.
It's a heavy weekend for sure, and I think Andres is more concerned about my chops than I am, because he, during the Mahler rehearsals, he's always looking back and like pointing to his chops and, you know, don't play. And then I was getting excited, because, you know, as we're apt to do on stage, and then my close friend who sits next to me, Ben Wright, just kind of, you know, hit me and said, "What are you, stupid or something? Stop playing."
Is the worst thing that ever happened to you? I mean,
Håkan and I were talking about this. I have my Mount Rushmore of colossal screw-ups, so might take another conversation.
Well, take us to the top of the hill.
Do I really have to?
Yes.
No,
you know, I think there is an important issue in the sort of search for perfection that we have in classical music. Yeah. You know, a friend of ours who is not into music, she said, "But it's so perfect all the time." And have you ever made a mistake? And I said, "We make mistakes absolutely all the time."
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Woody Allen, who when he said, you know, people say that they would live their life exactly the same and not regret anything. I regret everything.
Yeah. Well, it could be worse. You could play. You guys could play the French horn.
God forbid.
Yeah,
that would be bad. That's only for the people that can't play trumpet very well.
No, it's for cultured people.
Oh, is that what it is? Yes, that's what they keep telling themselves.
Yes.
To what degree does the conversation we just had take place on stage or during rehearsal, where you are busting each other on the instruments and the way they play them, the way your colleagues play them?
It depends on the I mean, as far as just razzing each
yes.
other? Oh, that happens all the time with the close friends. And then some people are a little less open to that kind of discussion. I found out early on that I could speak to Hogan that way, and he thought it was funny.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
So if there's a new clarinetist, is there a hazing? Is there some sort of initiation?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
All right.
Yeah. Not mean. Not in a mean way. No. It's a very supportive organization, you know. But we all have to laugh at ourselves, and so it's good that people learn early on that they have to laugh. If they don't laugh at themselves, I don't really trust them that much.
That's a great point.
Yeah, but Tom is the head trumpet player in the orchestra. Do you get to order everybody?
Excuse me, but I am the principal.
Yeah, principal. Yes. Otherwise known as the head. Do you get to order everybody around? You say do this and do that. I mean, what are the duties? What are the responsibilities?
There's so many great players around me, and I'm honestly not being flippant when I say this. I'm inspired by the people that are on me, so you have to be very careful about that. I could certainly try to do that in my position, but that wouldn't be wise.
Nicely done.
And you always work under the conductor, right?
Conductor is the boss in my world, not in so much in Hogan's world, but
how
my
so?
World.
Whoa! How so?
Oh, Hogan not can
so
do whatever
much.
The hell he wants.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
it's true. Andras Nelsons conducts the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra featuring trumpet players Hogan Hardenberger and Tom Rolfs on Monday night at 8 p.m. at Ozawa Hall. Tanglewood.org to find out more information. Gentlemen, a delight to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
A great pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.